Jesus deals with the issue of divorce by pointing out that in Genesis, we see God's plan for the human race, that two people should marry and become so indissolubly united that they become one flesh. This reality is found in the unbreakable union of Adam and Eve. They were created for each other and for no one else. They are the pattern and the symbol of all who were to come after them. There's a lot of speculation on whether Pope Francis is going to permit divorced and remarried Catholics to receive Holy Communion. And all he said, was that this is a problem and we have to figure out, how to deal with it pastorally. But, he will not and he cannot change the teaching of the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, whom we heard in today's gospel, He said it plainly, he who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. You cannot interpret that too many ways. Jesus explains that Moses permitted divorce because of the hardness of their hearts. In other words, if he hadn't allowed divorce, the men would have killed their wives to get rid of them. That's how hardened their hearts were. Jesus now sets the high ideal of the married state before all those who are willing to accept his command. He raises the bar. Later, he likewise sets a high ideal for those who freely give up their right to marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Both marriage and celibacy are calls from God to live a consecrated life. That is, to live as married couples or as singles who belong not to themselves, but to God. Our lives are not our own. They belong to God. And he is always faithful. He always gives us his grace and power to those who seek to follow his way of holiness in their state of life. There's a special sacramental grace given to those who take advantage of the sacrament of matrimony. People who shack up, they don't get that grace. Jesus told us, it's impossible, for us to live up to these standards on our own. But with the help of his mother and his grace and power, we're able to live the life which God calls us to.